Tested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We have got our Drive Moment. Today on Drive Moment, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, did buying your first home make you happier, make you happen? You know, most of us, we come from the township, come from those four-bedroom houses. And when someone says four-bedroom, it does not mean gonna leave bedrooms there for.
Nope.
Get 4 rooms.
Chances is 2 bedroom or 1 bedroom sometimes.
Yeah. So me, I'm the one who used to sleep in the dining room. Not even on the sofa. Someone else slept on the sofa. I slept on the floor.
Sure.
And in that situation, everyone is up around 7 a.m. You cannot be sleeping.
Even in the dining room, you are the last one to sleep and the first one to wake up.
Yeah, 100%.
I slept in the dining room up until I was 24.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm 43.
Sure. Yeah.
So I remember how excited I was when I got offered a job in Toyando. For the very first time in my life, I had my own bedroom.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? And I was living in a guest house at the beginning as they were trying to sort out accommodation. It was so strange finding myself in this room by myself.
Sure.
With no one, you know, opening or knocking or saying, tsuka, 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 or opening curtains.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just incredible. So this particular topic brings back a whole lot of memories. So yeah, however, a home ownership is a big responsibility, guys. There's rates that need to be paid.
Yep.
It's not only the bond.
Yep.
The monthly bond payments, taxes, municipal fees, levies, maintenance, insurance, etc. come with the package as well. So, what do you love most about owning your own home? What are the highlights? Because I've heard a lot of experts saying, and I think those are people who come from a place of privilege, saying, why must you own a home? Mm. It is a waste of money. You must rent what. So I always say, as a black person, if you are able to buy a house under the age of 30, you are fortunate.
Absolutely.
You are very fortunate.
Yeah.
Because majority of black people will be able to afford a house at 35, 40, 45, 50. You know, some will never even
own
a house. So I owned my first house when I came to Joburg. For the very first time, my own 2-bedroom. I had my own yard. It was incredible. And also the beauty about it, because obviously people sometimes say negative things about owning your own home, was that if I own it, I want to pay it off. Or if I don't pay it off, make sure that I pay as little
as possible
for the house. So what I will do, if I get an extra 2,000, it goes into the house. It goes into the bond. Because tomorrow when I'm unemployed, I'd rather still be able to live in my house, even if there's no water and electricity.
You want your shelter.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? Yeah, that's my story. I'm done, guys. I'll carry on the whole day.
We know you.
Owning my first home, I think I rented, after leaving home, I rented for about 6 years. Until I bought my first home. And the reason for that was for peace, Joe. You know, the peace of mind of owning and saying, Sayagwam. And meaning it, and I don't think nothing can replace that feeling, because it's one of those feelings where, and like Ken says, you know, when you start getting too close to finishing your house, because as I just finished my first house, COVID hit.
Damn it!
You are lucky.
The only income I had was Kaya.
Sure.
And I was not worried. The Kaya man will take care of food.
Yeah.
And vitamins. Because it's from my vitamins, man. And we pay that one car that I'm paying. Otherwise, and it's a good feeling of knowing that you have a home and a place you call home.
Yeah.
As much as there's a lot to take care of when it comes to then like you were saying with my bond, logo, rates, maintenance. No, but just knowing with, hey man, I have a place that I call home. My kids, but It's one of the greatest feelings ever.
Yeah.
So
what's that paper that you got the other day?
No,
this is the paper.
No.
I'm asking because I forgot what it's called because I've got mine.
Glenn,
no, but it's not about you.
No. That is not. So I have a property, right?
Kumba.
But I wouldn't call it a home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a property. But I remember the first time my mom bought when my mom and dad bought a house. Because we were living in Mkuku in Dobsonville. And we got there, and this house was so big. You know, and guys, obviously now I'm grown. I know it's not that big.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was big then.
Yeah.
And it's still big.
Mamela, it is still big. Our house is very, very spacious. Mara, give you a mentioning.
It is
because I was living in a Mkuku that had and our Mkuku, my mom has always been very snazzy, guys. Our Mkuku had a bedroom and a kitchen, okay? And a little kitchenette of some sort where we can sit and eat or whatever, right? So the Mkuku was big. We had like a double Mkuku. Mara, I'm sure we could fit 50 Mkukus in that house because it was so big. So that moment, for myself, I've not outdone it. Like, I haven't felt far more excited
I'll
than
figure
that
it out.
Because I, the property is there. It's doing whatever it needs to do. But do I have a space that, and I'm working towards it. That home that will be that place for me. But, guys, I was still in primary, I remember. And I remember Haribuwa, you know when the house is echo, there's no finishing.
Yeah,
so we were practicing with my brother, seeing whose echo will be the loudest, because there was just this huge space. Everybody had their own bedroom. We had a sitting room. We had a dining room. We didn't even know the difference between dining room and sitting room.
I still don't know.
We thought it was the same thing. We had a sitting room, we had a dining room. Our kitchen
room
was huge. We had a passage. Do you know what a big deal it is to have a passage when you come from Cook? We had a passage, y'all. And we had two bathrooms. One is an insult. I was like,
made it.
May have arrived me. I don't know what you think about. But yeah, that was my story.
So there you go, Kaya family. Incredible. Your story is a great one. Eh? It's actually better than my story because you're talking about not a house that you bought, but your parents bought. Coming from Mkuku, Otlapa Moskotlolo.
Imagine.
063-688-0959 for voice notes.
This guy.
You had to add something wrong.
This
here.
Guy.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment. We're talking owning your own property. Did buying your first home make you happy? After owning your home, has the feeling of happiness, pride, and joy remained the same, or are the sacrifices making you feel unhappy?
I rented for my first time. After tertiary, I got an internship and then I got permanent job. So I was renting all along. And in 2011, I bought my first house. Beautiful house, and I thank God for that, and the space, you know, your privacy and everything. And I never looked back. I divorced and I told myself, you know what, I'm never going to share with anybody because I enjoyed my space and my freedom. So I bought a townhouse, still staying alone. I'm happy. I have my privacy. I have my space. If you visit, please don't overstay because wow.
Yo guys, buying my first house of the most happiest day of my life. I got my house, it was a 2-bedroom. Now it's a sprawling 6-bedroom, 3-bathrooms house. And I could never be prouder of myself for getting that. And I think it's also legacy for my son to give it to him to do whatever he likes if I should pass. And it's also nice thing that it's income generating also in the main of things. So now it pays itself. So I could never be happier than what I have right now. But still have dreams of going to the burbs and having a pool. Pool problems.
Yo, I'm fine. Little LeBron James, only 6-bedroom. Now petty 6-bedroom.
Mamela.
Ah.
Mamela.
Makhumalo.
Yes, sir.
Why tenga indlu mfethu? Ngoba uhlala nenkomo esibayini.
I bought the kettle, not the house.
Ah, yeah, baby. Itiles. Wena. You left it for that
with the monkey.
That's
guys.
Next month,
only beach house and most this one.
Exactly.
With a whole lot of monkeys.
So, are you gonna tell us about your own house?
But I told you.
No, no work and clear family.
So?
The title deed.
The title deed. That's the title deed. Yes. So, yeah, guys. So, when I got here a while ago, I overheard Khomu to say, Ika title deed yaka.
Because she's always on the phone.
I know, Injale. I silent. Ika title deed yaka. 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 What's up,
no, I don't like these people.
Why beg? Yeah. That's all I needed to remember. You should have just said title.
We have so many voice notes.
It matters not.
It matters very much.
Luckily for me, I come from a big house, so I always had my own bedroom, which was nice because I had posters and a little TV in my bedroom. So yeah, even though we were not rich, but that space of mine meant a lot to me. But I also have my own house, and it's a good feeling. Sometimes, at night, I just get out of the house and then go walk in the yard because I've got a big yard. I'll walk in the yard and then play with my dogs. So yeah, that feeling of knocking off from work and going to your own house and just sitting there on a Saturday and doing nothing. Yeah, it is a big deal for me.
Yo. When it comes to the house, ne guys, Tinasbuya Soweto Gabo Mugitila.
Yo.
So when I bought my first property, of which is the one I'm staying, well, I didn't buy it for myself. I bought it for my mom. We have small my family houses, ne? Bought it for my mom. The first day we moved in there, guys, till today, I'm proud of myself. My property is taking it back, Soweto, but I'm happy, guys. I'm happy. I'm not going to figure out, hey, I'm going to get Sisekaya. So now I'm working to buy my own property now. Yeah. It's over mine, because this one, I bought it for my mom. Mm.
So my story also, I guess I'm one of the fortunate ones because I got my first house just after 22. That's when, obviously, renting, but then at 25, I bought my first house. And it's just been a beautiful journey. I just turned 40, and I bought actually two more houses. So the journey has never stopped. It's just been a blessing ever since. The other properties are rented and I'm renovated and then renting them out. So yeah, but the hard part is just the increase when it comes to interest rates.
Yeah.
Taxes and all those things. Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah, I want to lay off. It's not nice. Plus, imagine I'm living in a posh place. So the rates are even more expensive than my previous houses.
You know, when you speak about that, there's a stat that came out that on average, South Africans over the last couple of years with the repo rate going up, right, they are now spending on average an extra 4,247 per month on property. Can you imagine if you were budgeting and you thought, okay, I can afford a 10,000 rand barking bond repayment and the bank agrees? And you budget around 10,000.
You're on 15,000 now.
Now you're on 15K. 100%. This is outside of your rates, outside of your whatever. You are now on 15K. You probably didn't get great increment at work because business has been bad. Mm. So you have nothing to offset this extra 5,000 rand with.
We can have the whole show talking about the disadvantages of owning a home.
There's lots of them. But I would still, in the next lifetime, buy a house. And there was a voice note from Soweto there. Also interesting stats that, you know, Soweto alone had over 2,000 property transactions amounting to over a billion.
Can you imagine?
Right? And earlier on, we spoke about age. Like, you'd been very lucky to own a property at under 30. But this guy, there's a guy who called and said he bought his first property at the age of 25. Because here, they mentioned that, you know, South Africa's average age of first-time home buyers is 36.
Shoo.
Yeah.
So you are very lucky. But I'll buy a house anytime.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would work 10 times harder.
What these experts say about, no, you're wasting money. Listen, invest in a house. Because what I've observed in the past, and a lot of people think white people are balling, ne? Or they have a lot of money. They have always had an advantage. Like in the past, they had access to properties. Mm. You know, we never had access to properties, nor did we have access to land. So what will happen is, and they don't necessarily have to own a mansion, they'll buy an apartment, and you'll see this 16-year-old son or daughter of theirs suddenly having an apartment, right? And you at work, and this girl or this boy, you earn the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. So this girl or boy has an apartment, he has a car. Already he's got a start.
Yeah.
Right? Wena, same age. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And you're like, ay man, why is this one going on a holiday, going to New York, Marmina, I can't.
Yeah.
And we earn the same amount of money. Because already there's a foundation that has been laid, which I think that's what we should be doing as a people, you know, moving forward for the future generations.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I still have vivid memories when I bought my house. I was 24 years old. The reason for me to buy the house, it's because emkhashweni yo bekunzima thixo. So I decided to buy a house because by then I was still a government employee. My mom was not happy that, how can you buy a house, you such a baby, and now you're buying a house. Guess what? Today I've done paying, my house is paid up, and I'm on the process of buying the second one.
Awesome.
So it's the most grateful thing that I would ever had, even that my kids finally a place called home.
Well, I was fortunate. I bought my first house at 23.
I'm
at my third property now. I'm 38. I've never rented. I was fortunate. It was the first decision I made. Let me get property before anything. It's been a good journey.
I loved buying my first house. It was just amazing. I gave up a white wedding that was costing us an exorbitant amount of money. So my husband was like, house or a wedding? And then I said house. And it was shame. He still felt like, no, at some point I'm gonna owe you a wedding. And I was like, I was never that girl. I have never had dreams of being in a white puffy dress. So get me the house, and yeah, best decision ever.
You know, this is this is for me, it's like a very unique one. But I've always said, you know, once people get married, right, instead of throwing a lavish party or going away, why not invest money in a property instead of you buy a property and you still have bills to pay for the wedding, for the what? Do you know what I mean?
I know a lot of people that got married and namhlanje they are so into debt, and it's not like they didn't want to get married. They wanted to get married, but sometimes we overdo things for no reason.
And it's the pressure we give ourselves, by the way. I don't think anybody will pressurize you to have this lavish wedding, but you give yourself that pressure.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you are now sitting with bills that are exorbitant. Guess what? Your first 5 years in that marriage is completely horrendous. You don't go through a honeymoon phase because la kotlo pisa, trying to
every time you look
together,
at this person, like, has he suspended 250,000.
So that's why I always say, you know, you want to have that expensive wedding, ne? But half of the people who come to your wedding don't even appreciate it. But
Drive
959
with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.